News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I'm a mum on holidays, but why am I more burned out than ever? Those are the words of Rhiannon Picton James, freelance journalist. Good morning, Rhiannon.
Hi, good morning, Jonathan.
Why do you feel so stressed on holidays?
Because I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything that I would be doing at home, but I'm doing it abroad without any of the stuff that I need.
In the heat?
In the heat, yeah.
Why have you taken all this responsibility on yourself, and can you not recruit some help from the people who are on holidays with you?
I don't know why I've done it. I think I've done it out of necessity, or maybe part of it's habitual. So mum's doing everything at home, and then that just happens abroad. The children expect mum. They don't expect dad, so they're not calling for him. And dad doesn't do it at home. So I guess he's thinking, well, I don't do this at home. Why am I going to start doing it now? I'm on holiday.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see a little bit seen now that I'm into this item. does it start when you board the plane?
No, it starts when you're packing the suitcases, when you're making the lists, when you're washing the clothes, ironing the clothes, packing the endless amount of clothes that you need, the snacks for the plane, downloading the shows on the iPad. Before you've even left, you've just had lists and lists of tasks.
Yeah, I'm seeing myself a little bit more as we're having the conversation. For me, I think that I am referred to by my children as airport dad. I come into my own in the airport in shuffling and making sure people are in the right location. I look after all the passports and to do all that. But when it comes to the other bits and pieces, I'm beginning to realise that there's probably a lot more that I could be doing. Is it that mom does all this in general, so therefore mom has to do it on holidays as well, and we'll just defer to her automatically?
Yeah, I think it's the passport's a very flashy job, Jonathan. It's like the thing everyone sees you do. And mums do the invisible labour. So you can't see that I've made a list and packed a case. You just see a packed case that you're pulling and the passport in your hand.
Yeah.
So it just goes unnoticed because it's invisible labour. It's invisible work. It's all the calculations about meal times. Like, I'm planning, what time are we going to have dinner? What time is she going to go to bed? When did you last have sunscreen? How many hours is it until I have to do it again? So I think it's invisible labour because you don't see it. So men just don't see women doing it.
I mean, for me, the configuration of most aircraft is 3 and 3 if you're going on a short holiday. It's amazing how dads end up on the seat on their own, isn't it?
Yeah, or the aisle seat. That's a good one because you can always get up and leave if you want to.
Just run to the toilet for a rest.
Yeah,
I mean, Stuart in Dublin has been in touch. He says, as a dad, I always laugh at segments like this. We are back from our first holidays this year, a few weeks away from the second. 2026 is planned and paid for, and 2027 is being planned as I'm on the train. Wife turns up at the airport, has not a clue how much it costs, and is happy with it all working that way. Sometimes dads do know what they're doing, says Stuart. So Stuart is very smug in his approach there.
Yeah, I think paying for the holiday is nice, but you got to pay for that holiday with the labour you did from working, and your wife stayed at home looking after the kids. So we've already done our part in helping you make that money. You've been able to make that money on the back of the unpaid labour and work we've been doing in the home. So I don't think that should count, really.
Yeah, that'll tell you, Stuart. The other side of course, if you're going on a self-catering holiday, I know we love a washing machine because that means we can wash as we go. But then again,
yeah,
I tend not to wash much and just clothes magically reappear. It's a great system.
Yeah, I've done all the holidays. I've done all inclusives. I've done Villa Break. I've done a cruise. I would say that the self-catering might be the worst because you've also got to see the cooking and the cleaning as well then, and unloading the dishwasher. You just have the extra jobs. At least in all-inclusive, you get a break from the cooking and the cleaning, even if you have got all the childcare.
Do kids become even more useless on holidays? Because I'm trying to get kids to be motivated to do the dishwasher is a trick in its own right. But when they go abroad, do they just assume that some magical elf is going to come and do it for them?
Yeah, I guess so. I think that does happen on holiday, doesn't it?
Mm.
Just like the dads.
Yeah, just like... So what's your recommendation, Rhiannon? What do mums need to do so that they can actually relax and enjoy their holiday?
Okay, this is what you need to do. I've done it already. You need to get your husband to write the list. So I dictated the whole list to him of everything that needs to get done. And he was shocked writing it down. He said, oh my God, this is going to take a whole day to do. And I said, yes, exactly, it is. So if you get them to write the list, they're more aware of all the stuff you have to do. You need to switch who takes the lead every day so that you're not captain holiday every day of the holiday and it's not all on you. And you also need to decide how you want to rest. Like, is that going to the beach for the day? Is that going to the market, shopping for a day? Is it going to the gym? And then you can take it in turn. So you get your 45-minute little break, and then dad switches and he can get his 45-minute break, and then everyone gets what they need.
Yeah. Well, how old are your kids? I'm just curious now, because that 45-minute break is fascinating to me. Are they quite small?
Yeah, Ada's 5. So she's at an age where she really needs constant supervision. Yeah, okay. You can't like leave her in the pool on her own, or, you know, she'll go get her own drinks. So yeah, it's quite hands-on at this age.
It does get easier. That's the only thing I will say to Brianna. As time goes on, they do tend to occupy themselves a little bit more. You say your husband was somewhat shocked by this. Did he take it well?
Yeah, he did. You know what? He even on the weekend went and bought the activity packs for the plane.
Oh, okay. So then he found himself somewhat useful. It is somewhat useful. Are you saying, like, have you trained him at this point? I mean, are you happy that he could be released into the wild?
Yeah, you know, I think that it wasn't like he was doing it on purpose or being selfish. I think he genuinely didn't know. Like, we talk about weaponized incompetence. I think it was just honest incompetence. Like, he really didn't know. Now he does know.
Yeah. I mean, and the other side of it, like the little trick about sitting on the edge on the plane, that's just a no-brainer. I have to say, I became really good at that, at avoiding that on the plane over time.
Yeah.
But it is kind of stressful when you are lumped with one or two small children who need your constant attention, and your partner's lolling around with a bottle of beer further up.
I know, the endless questions of like, how much long is it going to be? I've answered 500 questions, you know, within an hour. It's a lot. I don't know what you could do. Swap seats, maybe.
Yeah, but you see, then you'd have to get up. And
I'm
refusing to cede my place on the plane. That is just the reality of how these things work. Look, Randa, I mean, have you gone on holidays yet, or are you going on holidays?
We went in Easter, and I'm going again next month.
So in other words now, is it going to be an easier conversation for you to have with himself before you go next month?
Yeah, I've had the conversation, so I'm prepared this time.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm just going to be a dad this time. I'm not going to ask permission to get in the shower. I'm just going to do it. I'm not telling anyone where I'm going. I'm just going to go get myself a coffee if I want one.
Yeah.
Just I'm going to be more like a dad.
Lock the two of them in the apartment and off you go. I think that's solid advice, and you should follow it. Rhiannon Picton James, thanks very much for that. Do you feel seen, lads? Do you feel seen having had that conversation with Rhiannon? Are you the person who tries to avoid it at all costs? And it all comes crashing down on your shoulders on holidays. And is that why sometimes it gets a little bit fractious when you're abroad, particularly about 10 days in? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps, 53106 for your texts.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.